To the Work, words by Fanny Crosby, music by William Howard Doan. It was said of Fanny Crosby that she did not have an idle bone in her body, nor did she have the word idle in her vocabulary. She had learned early from her grandmother how to fill a day with things to do, not just for the sake of doing, but with worthwhile things, things that would not only bless her, but also others. Grandma Crosby would often say that idle hands and mischief go together. She also often quoted the psalmist when he said, "Thy words have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." This is why she started to read Bible stories to Fanny before she could even walk. And she was so constant and thorough in this that Fanny became acquainted with and knew every character mentioned in the Bible and everything about them. She also helped Fanny memorize some 16 complete books in the Bible. There were also times of exploring God's great universe. The story of creation became so real to Fanny that she almost felt she had been there when it happened. In fact, Grandmother made each day so interesting and challenging that Fanny, although blind, could hardly wait for tomorrow to come.